The Volume.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This message is brought to you by State Farm. As a small business owner, you've worked hard to build your business, and our friends at State Farm can help protect what you've built. See, every State Farm agent is a small business owner, just like you. So they understand the value of your hard work and how to keep your business protected. Because at State Farm, being a good neighbor is more than a slogan. It's a way of doing business. Learn more at statefarm.com/small business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
What is going on, everybody? John Middlecop, 3 and Out podcast, Sunday night, about 9:45 at night. Little late, but it's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm fired up. I'm excited. And have a lot of thoughts on the Super Bowl. And I had to write them all down just to kind of gather some of my thoughts. What I'm going to do, this is going to be a Super Bowl-only pod. There is a ton of other stuff going on. Obviously, Kyler Murray, biggest diva in the league. You got Garoppolo might get traded, Carr extension, Carson Wentz. There's a ton of NFL news today. I'm going to talk about all that on Tuesday's podcast. This thing's going to be about the Super Bowl. And the way I'm going to do it, I'm just going to do the winners and losers. And that's how I kind of broke it up, and we'll fire through all the different things that I saw, things that stuck out to me. 50 Cent, put on some LBs. 50 Cent's always been big, but man, he's looking big. 50 Cent is big. So we'll dive deep into this Super Bowl. The Los Angeles Rams, Super Bowl champs. Kind of crazy. They've won, in my lifetime now, a couple Super Bowls, right? I guess they were in St. Louis for one, but we'll talk about St. Louis. That sucks for them. But the stadium, big night for Stan Kroenke, big night for Sean McVay, big night for Matt Stafford, obviously big night for Cooper Kupp, Super Bowl MVP, Aaron Donald, retirement talk. There's just a lot going on. Subscribe to the podcast, 3 and Out with me. I'm John Middlecoff. If you listen on Colin's feed, make sure you subscribe to the 3 and Out feed. Also, Middlecoff mailbag at John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Slide up into those DMs, get your question answered here on the show. We obviously do mailbag on Tuesdays and on Fridays, and we will keep it rocking and rolling. My prediction was I thought the Rams were going to kick their ass. And I'll be honest, before Odell got hurt, Odell Beckham looked like kind of sweet Odell Beckham. I thought it was going to be, 35 to 15 or something. And then he goes out and it kind of threw off the game. But I was wrong. I lost money because I had the Rams -4. Actually, I had a -4.5. But kudos to the Bengals. They fought. They held on for dear life. And they got damn close. I mean, they had
a lead in the game with under 2 minutes to go. So that was really, really impressive. So let's start with this. The winners and losers. And we're going to start with the winners. The Rams organization. You have to tip your hat to the way they operated. They have major balls. Cojones. I admire any person, any individual, any company that is willing to put all their chips in the middle of the table. It is easy to stay in the slow lane. It is easy to be conservative. It's hard to take big swings, especially when you're having success. And they risked it all multiple times this year. Now, the Matt Stafford trade, you could argue, was pretty easy, right? You're upgrading a quarterback, but it's still risk, right? You're still giving up two first-round picks and a third-round pick. And they don't win the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. We all agree on that one. So that was a major home run. And then to me, even the crazier move was this guy kind of looked shot, this former, you know, Super Bowl MVP. They trade a second and a third round pick for Von Miller. See how sweet he looked tonight? That sack that he had on Joe Burrow? So the Rams organizational mindset is we'll do whatever it takes to win. They actually kind of operate like the fucking Yankees, right? Or, you know, the Lakers used to with like Dr. Jerry Buss. Like the Warriors when they got kept, they will do anything. They will spend any amount of money. Their owner literally spent $6 billion to build that stadium. I was there a month ago. Place is sweet. Place is awesome. They hosted the Super Bowl this year, and then they won it. Does it get any better than that? They risked everything. They gave all the picks. They spent whatever money it took to get all the players, and they hosted the Super Bowl, and they won it. Kudos to them. You know, you got to tip your hat to them. You know, Kroenke, he's worth billions of dollars. Now he's a Super Bowl champion. And, you know, it's kind of crazy because I guess we'll get to St. Louis a little bit later. Sean McVay, 36 years old, Super Bowl champion. Check his resume. All the guy's done for 5 years is win. He has 7 playoff victories. Now he has a ring. And once you get the ring, we've seen it forever with coaches. It happened, RIP, they're having the memorial tomorrow. I think Andy Reid and Ron Rivera, guys like that, are speaking tomorrow in Oakland on John Madden. But John Madden's life changed the moment he won that Super Bowl in the mid-70s. I've seen it, coaches in my lifetime, right? Tony Dungy, John Gruden. You win that one ring, it changes your life. Aaron Rodgers talked shit about Mike McCarthy for years. But having that ring, boom, Jerry gave him 5 years, $40 million. Mike McCarthy is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Do you think Mike McCarthy is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys and a Super Bowl champion? I don't think so. And right or wrong, now McVay has consistently won. And he's done it for a long time with Jared Goff. You gave him Matt Stafford 1 year, Super Bowl champion. Like this guy's career, and obviously their retirement talk, he's not going to retire. Did you read the article? Talk about clickbait. This is if I ran a PR company, I would tell my people to never do print articles because you can't win. At least when I talk, there's a reason video's taken over because it's in context. You can see what I'm saying. When I do print articles like McVay says he's going to retire. No, he said that maybe by 60, he'll be burned out. And listen, is McVay going to coach for the next 30 years? I don't know. But McVay ain't retiring, especially after he won the Super Bowl and his team's going to be the NFC favorite next year. Sean McVay immediately became a legend. Immediately. Sean Payton. A huge reason Sean Payton is going to be in such high demand, he's going to have a sweet TV job, is because when you introduce Sean Payton, you go, Super Bowl champion, Sean Payton. Not a guy that just won a lot of games, went to the playoffs a lot. Super Bowl champion. So when you meet Sean McVay moving forward, he's on the list of, he's 36 years old. 36 years old. One of the greatest home run hires I've ever seen. It's been incredible. All the dude does is win. And then you look at Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp. Let's start with Matt Stafford. The dude was in Detroit just losing all the time. And let's face it, most people, and I probably did this too, was like, you know, he just makes all this money, has nothing to show for it. Everyone loves the guy. He's really talented, but he's never going to win shit. And you got to give the guy credit. Like with the Rams, they had big balls. They took big swings. Matt Stafford took kind of his future into his own hands and went to the Ford family after the season last year and was like, guys, I got to go. I can't play here anymore. It's time that we break up. Telling someone that you want to go your separate ways when you respect them is not easy. anyone that's ever been dumped or broken up with or fired, like, these are tough moments in life for any human being if you respect the other person. And he did it, and it changed his life, changed his career. Matt Stafford now will be introduced the rest of his life as Super Bowl champion. Now, the Hall of Fame talk, he's got a ways to go, but the Rams do not win the Super Bowl without Matt Stafford. That's not even arguable. I don't think anyone listening would dispute that. And then Cooper Kupp. He had, you know, I think Jerry had some seasons in the 80s that were pretty special. Obviously, Randy Moss had a pretty special season. This guy had one of the greatest years in the history of professional sports. How productive he was all season long, and then he went on to win the Super Bowl MVP. You could have justified voting for him as the NFL MVP. He was the most dominant wide receiver all season long. He dominated in the playoffs, and then he was the Super Bowl MVP and caught the game-winning touchdown. What a fucking season by the guy. That incredible to watch. And I'm not anti-Cooper Kupp, but I didn't consider him, like, think he was as sweet as he probably was. And then I went to that Niner-Ram game, Week 18, and watched him live. I'm like, yeah, that guy's a badass. That guy's elite. He's a star, an absolute superstar. And a little bit like Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, we all thought he was really good when he was with Jared Goff. They gave him Matt Stafford. He went to a completely different stratosphere. I mean, you have a couple more seasons like this, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Von Miller, the guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and is, I've seen Von Miller because I used to go to Raider games, is one of the best players I've ever seen live in his peak. An absolute force of nature. Unique player too, right? It's not like he's some 6'5 edge rusher. But there have been a select few guys that have been true speed edge rushers in the history of the sport that are as good as this guy. But when the Rams traded for him, I'll take the L on this, I thought it was moronic. I thought, how could you give that much for a guy that doesn't have it anymore? And you watch the way this guy looked. He had a sack in the Week 18 game. He was awesome that entire playoff stretch for him. That trade, they would do that every day of the week and 50 times on Super Bowl Sunday again. That trade not only worked, it was very impactful for them. He helped their defense dominate in the playoffs and is a big reason that they're Super Bowl champs. So Von Miller now has multiple Super Bowls. He was playing for a team that was not going to resign him and not going to the playoffs. He gets traded somewhat out of the blue. I mean, I don't think we expected him to get traded to the team that ended up winning the Super Bowl. And speaking of a guy like Vaughn, when you win the Super Bowl MVP, I was at that game when he caused that fumble against Cam Newton, and he was in the peak of his powers. He was awesome. Well, Aaron Donald legitimately is in the peak of his powers. I think we all kind of come to the consensus he's one of the greatest players, defensive players, any position, D lineman, linebacker, we've ever seen. He's accomplished everything. Pro Bowls, All Pros, Defensive Players of the Years. Just a dominant, dominant force. And now he's a Super Bowl champ. And in that game, like, to me, the thing that I'll remember about Aaron Donald won't be the final sack on Joe Burrow. It'll actually be the moment in the NFC Championship game where he gathered the entire defense before that last series, or maybe it was the last couple series against the 49ers, and he kind of gave a rah-rah speech. And one thing we've always heard about Aaron Donald is he's not...
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not the most outspoken guy. He kind of is a leader by example. He's a quieter guy. He's just a grinder. And when he gave that, you're like, This is pretty sweet. You know, as just kind of makes you like a sappy sports fan. Like, I respect the hell out of this guy. And he's just a certified badass. An all-time great who, you know, already was a Hall of Famer. He didn't need a Super Bowl ring. But, like, legitimately, there's not anything he can't check off on his resume now. So, it's just a fun player to watch. You know, and every single game. And we'll talk about Kyler Murray later this week. Like, you watch that Arizona Cardinal game, they just, you know, Kyler just, like, didn't give a shit. Like, Kyler, this isn't June. This isn't a baseball game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Like, this game kind of matters. You might want to try a little bit in this thing. They're up 28-0, and 99 was starting fights with the Arizona Cardinals. Today, boom, he was involved in an altercation with some offensive linemen after he shoved Joe Burrow. That guy just gives a shit at the highest of high levels. When your best player on your team cares the most, is your hardest worker, and your best, you know, your most dominant player, like, you're just going to have a good team. I mean, it's just period, point blank. That's just the way it works. You want your best players to care the most and be the hardest workers, because then everyone follows suit. And the Rams, you know, he's got to be on the short list. He might be the greatest draft pick in the history of the franchise.
This message is brought to you by State Farm. If you're a small business owner, let's just say you're busy. Weekdays, weekends, keeping books, managing staff, watching the bottom line. To protect what you've built, you need small business insurance you can count on. And our friends at State Farm Insurance understand small business as well as you do. See, every State Farm agent is a small business owner, just like you. So they know what it takes to keep a small business running and what you need to keep that business protected. They understand the value of your hard work and the love you've poured into your business. State Farm agents live and work in your community, because at State Farm, being a good neighbor is more than just a slogan. It's a way of doing business. To learn more, contact your local State Farm agent today at statefarm.com/small business. That's statefarm.com/small business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Joe Burrow, big winner. I know he didn't win necessarily today, but this season, you know, he just kind of threw himself on the map. We already knew how sweet he was at LSU, and everyone liked him. And now we just are going to consider this guy a superstar player. Now, they're going to have to do a better job of protecting him, but Chase is going nowhere. Higgins is going nowhere. Mixon's going nowhere. They have a lot of firepower. This guy's just a fun player. You know, the reason I like watching pro sports is I like watching the best players. And to me, when I think, like, who do you want to watch? I want to watch guys like Joe Burrow play football. He is just thoroughly enjoyable. It's not just that he's talented, it's he's tough. I have a lot of respect for Joe Burrow. Van Jefferson, his wife, her water broke. She had a baby during the game. So he wins the game, sprints to the hospital. Super Bowl champion, baby born. Does it get much better than that? What'd you do today? I won the Super Bowl and had a baby. I'm a father, Super Bowl champ. What'd you do today? Not a bad day. Big winner. Number 12. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. The Chronic came out in 1992. Doggy Style, which I will go to war for. I think it's the best rap album ever. I'm biased. It's one, you know, kids listening, if you're like 25 listening to this, we used to have these things when I was a kid in the mid-90s called like Tower Records. If you wanted to listen to music not on the radio, you would have to go into the record store and buy a CD or a tape cassette. And when you're young, you know, in like 95, 96, when I'm trying to buy all these, you know, Tupac and Snoop Dogg albums, Too Short, big hit around here too, E-40. They had these things that say parental advisory on the album. And I think you had to be like over 13 or 14. They won't sell you the CD. So you always had to have like older kids, you know, or older brother or cousin buy the CD for you. And Doggy Style, probably of the first five, definitely I hadn't bought 10 CDs in my life. It was one of the first CDs I've ever bought. Because I knew some older people that just, you know, obviously had grown up. You know, I saw some people tweeting today like, you know, the NFL is going for the younger generation. They're no more Rolling Stones or Aerosmith. They're going with Dr. Dre and Snoop. Dr. Dre and Snoop are like 55 years old. Hell, Eminem is 49 years old. You know, these guys, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, their first albums came out. I was born in 84. Their first album came out. I was 8, 7. You know, when I was in junior high, Snoop Dogg was rapping with like Master P and No Limit Records. These guys are actually, Dr. Dre, if you watch the NAA movie, they were making music in like the mid-80s. This guy's been at it for a long time. They're playing actually to an older crowd than you think. You know, they're not rolling out Justin Bieber or, hell, Drake. Like, these guys are much older than I think we give them credit for being like young and hip. No, they're old. Hell, 50 Cent, when did his album come out? When I was in high school? Get Rich or Die Trying? 99, 2000? That's a long, maybe it was a little 02, but I mean, that's talking 20 years ago, 2022. But they still got it. My only beef with the halftime show was they just didn't ride Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Like, those guys came ready to rock and roll and just dominate. Like, they were bright light guys bringing it for their city. And they like, I didn't need 50 Cent. You know, I like Mary J, but, you know, I could have just had Dr. Dre, Snoop the entire time. Maybe a little Eminem. 50, you know, 50 look big. 50 get the late call, like, hey, bro, you're doing Super Bowl halftime, cut a little weight. It looks like, you know, 50 ain't, you know, missing many meals. Losers. Bengals, they literally lost the game. And, I mean, they were winning. They played a game. I mean, it crossed my mind several times in the second half, like, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be the Super Bowl champions. Once Odell was out, the Rams' offense was really off. They just couldn't really move the ball. I got to give Cincinnati's defensive coordinator credit. He's been awesome. if you would have told Cincinnati Bengal fans, you're going to hold the Rams to 23 points before the game, every single one of them would have signed up for that. They would have been cool with it. Matt Stafford threw multiple interceptions. This is the thing with Matt Stafford. You know, I give him his flowers here, but, you know, he's going to throw some picks. He's like a poor man's Favre. Does some crazy things. Also does some great things because he is really talented. But you get in a position where you can win the Super Bowl, like there's no guarantee you ever get back. When you're leading in the second half of a Super Bowl, in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, you just got to find a way to get it done. But when you can't block anybody, I mean, talk about a loser group. Is the Bengals offensive line is atrocious. They can't block average players, let alone Aaron Donald. So you get in this situation where third and one, they give it to Perine. You're acting like Joe Mixon is some change of pace back. Mixon is a beast. Hand him the ball. If you're going to run in that situation, which I don't have a problem with, I'm not Mr. Anti-run guy. I'm pro running the football. I like running the football at established toughness. Hand it to your best fucking player, not the backup running back. I hate that play. And then on fourth and one to go five wide, that means you're going to have the best unit on the Rams is those pass rushers. And you're going to get multiple, whether it's Von Miller, whether it's obviously Aaron Donald who made the play, in a situation where they're going to be one-on-one with an offensive lineman, where your offensive line sucks. They got two guys that aren't just Hall of Famers, first ballot Hall of Famers, Von Miller and Aaron Donald. More than likely, one of those two guys is going to smoke one of your offensive linemen and hit your quarterback, who was getting peppered all game long. I hated that play call. I would have rather run it again than run that play. Because when you have a pass play in a fourth and one situation, you're going to run quick routes, right? Quick ins, outs, slants, whatever. Pick play. If it doesn't hit right away, Joe's kind of a sitting duck because I know you can't pass block. I hated that situation. And listen, I know there was some talk on the interweb about the refs. Listen, I hate defensive holding. I think it's consistently poorly called. It's always a ticky-tack call. But I don't know, man. I'm not blaming that game on the refs. So Zach Taylor, who we found out through Adam Schefter today, is paid like he coached at Boise State. Now, listen, most of us take $3.75 million. But when you're in an industry, listen, money's all relative. So when Zach Taylor a couple years ago got $3.75 million, he'd probably never made that much, obviously, right? He's the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator for Sean McVay, probably making $1 million. So he almost 4X's his salary. But then you go, well, I'm in my industry. I'm the lowest paid guy. That's just embarrassing. It really is. And listen, I get the Bengals are cheap or whatever, but like the going rate for just a new coach in the NFL is like $6 million. Joe Judge was making like $6.5 million. Robert Saleh is making $7 million. Now, whether they're worth it or not, I don't know. But being worth it or not, that's not the way industries work. There's industry standards. And he's the lowest paid guy. Now, are they going to give him, what are they going to do? I don't know. I mean, do I think Zach Taylor is a big time coach? I do not. I'm not even trying to act like I don't necessarily blame Mike Brown. But I think it does reflect your organization. Like, you know, Sean McVay is about to get a contract extension. He's going to make $20 million a year. Kyle Shanahan makes like 15. So is Sean Payton and Andy Reid. Like, that's just, Zach Taylor just got your team to a Super Bowl. Like, that's, I had just 3.75. Now, if I'm Mike Brown, I'm not happy with those two play calls, but I thought that was pretty embarrassing for the organization. $3.75 million? Justin Wilcox at Cal. They have people that protest in Berkeley that sleep in trees and poop in the trees. They're paying him $4 million a year. The Cal football coach makes more than the Cincinnati Bengals football coach. The Niners and Chiefs. You could probably even throw the Bills in there, too. I know they lost a couple rounds ago. Got to be thinking, like, God, we could have won the Super Bowl. You know, if Mahomes didn't play the worst half of his career, if the Bills had won that game, and if the Niners beat the Rams, like, I just think those teams are watching the Super Bowl going, God, we could have been Super Bowl champs. You know? It's going to be hard for those teams to sleep. The city of St. Louis. You know, Stan is from Missouri. So he is one of yours. And he basically got in on the team a long time ago with the grand view of ultimately moving them to Los Angeles. So he's one of yours. Like, if you're from Northern California and you bought the 49ers and your whole goal was to, like, get the 49ers to, you know, let's say Vegas didn't have a team, like, move them to Vegas, you know, you would be, we would never look at you the same in this area, right? Or if I bought the Chicago Bears to try to move them to some other city and I was from Chicago, Stan gave you guys the middle finger. Then he moved the team to LA. They hosted the Super Bowl. They're going to keep hosting Super Bowls, and they just won the Super Bowl. And then he lost a lawsuit. You guys sued him for breaking, you know, whatever the lease agreement was in the NFL. He just paid you guys like $1 billion to shut up and go away. He hates you guys. You know, that would piss me off if I was a St. Louis resident. Stan Kroenke, Super Bowl champ. God, I can't get over 50 Cent. That guy, I mean, remember when he was young, he was like jacked. He was in great, he looked like a linebacker. Now he just kind of looks like a fat guy. I thought his performance was bad. And I love 50 Cent, but I just didn't think he was needed. I just didn't think he was needed at all. Like, this is, he's from New York. Like, give me Dr. Dre, give me Snoop. I just wanted more of them. I just wanted more Dr. Dre. I want more Snoop Dogg. And even give me some Eminem. But I do not need 50 Cent. I also thought that Eminem and 50 Cent aren't boys anymore. Did they broker a peace agreement for those guys to be hanging out? Maybe I'm not up to date on on the drama between the two of them. This also shows, I think, the big loser, the Clippers. You know, you got to win, and you got to win fast out west, because we just get bored, especially in Southern California. They can go to the beach. They got a bunch of shit to do. There's 50 million people down there. It's hard to gain market share. The Rams have gone to L.A. They built a palace. They've gone to 2 Super Bowls in whatever, 3 years, and they're Super Bowl champs. Like, that's how you do it. If I'm Steve Ballmer, like, I got to do what they're doing. Now, you know, it's different because the Rams are, they don't have, like, the Lakers to go up against. But, like, you got to win when you go to Los Angeles. And you got to give the Rams credit. They accomplished their goal relatively fast. The stadium's awesome. They won the Super Bowl at home. Pretty cool. And then last but not least is Al Michaels going to go to Amazon? He's going to leave NBC to do Super Bowls, Sunday Night Football, the number one show in America, to just go to Bezos for a bunch of money? It's not like, I mean, he makes huge money now, but he's going to do Thursday Night Football on, doesn't that seem kind of weird? Like, I don't want Al Michaels. I was also kind of hoping that if Joe Burrow had led them on a game-winning drive and a game-winning touchdown, could Al Michaels have dropped 40 plus years later, do you believe in miracles? I was really kind of on the edge of my seat wanting Joe Burrow. And listen, I had bet on the Rams, but once Heckert messed up, that I wasn't going to cover anyway. I ended up kind of rooting for the Bengals. Is I wanted Al Michaels, as Joe Burrow threw game-winning touchdowns, the Higgins or Chase, to say, do you believe in miracles? That, because I do think you can, you know, go back to the well on a call like that if Joe Burrow had done that, because nobody thought this season that the Cincinnati Bengals were going to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, they didn't, because they can't block a soul. I mean, they can't. You know what's kind of overrated? Offensive line play. Because the Bengals literally were winning in the Super Bowl with a terrible offensive line. Now, would I rather have good offensive line than bad offensive line? Of course. But if you have a good coach and you have a star quarterback, you can overcome average offensive line play. Someone tweeted at me the other day, like, can we talk about the 49ers right tackle situation? I was like, I don't even give a shit. If Trey Lance is good and Kyle Shanahan's good, their right tackle can be an average guy. Most teams don't have two good tackles. Most teams don't have 3 good offensive linemen. It's why quarterbacks make all the money. Because when you have a star quarterback, you can overcome average offensive line play. The Rams' offensive line is not that great. It's better than the Bengals. But they just won the Super Bowl. Andrew Whitworth, nothing but respect for the guy, is 40 years old. Was a starting left tackle. 40 years old. Oldest offensive lineman in the history of the Super Bowl. So it's not offensive line plays matter. But, like, you can overcome it. Happens every year. Most teams, hell, I worked in the NFL for 3 years. We were always trying to replace, like, at minimum 2 of our offensive linemen. If you went around the NFL and talk to every coach and every GM, said, how many offensive linemen on your team, starters of the 5, can you upgrade would you be okay with upgrading? At minimum, every team would have two or three guys. There are only so many Trent Williams, right, and Quentin Nelsons. Most guys are closer to average than they are really good. And that's where the quarterback play comes in, which we will get to this week. Kyler, God, I mean, Kyler Murray, man. Bro, I mean, can we just call him Ben Simmons Jr.? Like, is it always something, man? This is this just a drama queen. We'll get into Kyler, Carson Wentz. I mean, there's be a meaty podcast come Tuesday. But congrats to the Rams, Sean McVay, Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Beckham and his torn knee, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe just a sprain. Aaron Donald, Von Miller, two Super Bowls. Eric Weddle, shit, off the couch, retired to be Super Bowl champ. Good thing he picked up that phone call. Les Snead, Stan Kroenke. Talk to you guys Tuesday. Adios.
The Volume.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.